We always like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP joining us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by David Shepherd, the NDP's health critic. First of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Our main thing we want to talk about today is the fact that, you know, the new premier of the province, Danielle Smith, has certainly made some interesting comments recently about, you know, things he wants to do with the health care system. And some people brought up the fact that, you know, during her leadership campaign, one of the things she talked about was health spending accounts. And that has raised some red flags for people out there. Why don't you just kind of start with some of the concerns that you guys, the NDP, have on that front?
Absolutely. You know, there's no ambiguity about this policy. She wrote an extensive paper that was published by the University of Calgary in June 2021. And she talked about introducing a health spending account. It was very clear that she saw that as a way to, in her words, change the conversation about health care and basically get people used to the idea that maybe they should pay for more services out of pocket. And she specifically talked about family doctors and said, well, hey, maybe should the government really be paying for you to see your family doctor? Maybe you should pay for that yourself out of your health spending account. She went on and did a series of video interviews where she reiterated the same thing. So we are really concerned that now that she campaigned on that as UCP leader and has instructed the health minister to implement that program, that this is a bit of a Trojan horse, a way to get Albertans used to having to reach for their wallet when they go in for health care. And that's just something we fundamentally do not support.
And some of the sort of aspects of that there, you know, with the kind of sort of out-of-pocket costs, if you will, for basic health care, that's the words American style are kind of popping into my head when I kind of see and hear some of that as well. Is that kind of a vibe you're kind of getting as well?
You know, absolutely. I am careful about using that term. You know, and people talk about credit card medicine or making people reach for their wallet. And that was literally what Danielle Smith was proposing. Now she's trying to claim that, in fact, that's not what she means now. She has abandoned that idea like so many other bad ideas she's had over the years. But the question is, can we really trust her on that? I mean, this is a premier who's told us she's going to force Albertans to accept an Alberta Provincial Police Force that nobody wants, that she's going to seize people's Canada pension and force it into an Alberta pension plan, which, again, a majority of Albertans do not want. So I really have to question if we can trust her now when she says she's changed her mind after putting so much detail on the record.
And certainly she's also, the Premier's also talked quite a bit about, you know, when it comes to the healthcare system and, you know, with like leadership changes at AHS and those sorts of things. I've had some people kind of mention to me that, you know, maybe they want to, maybe have like the different like regional health boards we have back today, maybe bring those back. What would you kind of like to see when it comes to, I guess, sort of dealing with kind of leadership of healthcare in this province?
Well, what I would like to see is some real support for Albertans and a real careful thought given to how we make this a better system. I mean, healthcare is complex, a provincial healthcare system especially so. And what we've got in place has served us well in many respects, but we have a lot of issues, and certainly we see the crisis that's come now with the additional pressure that came from COVID-19. So talking about trying to reorganize the system again, which conservative governments have been doing for years, it's creating more chaos. It's creating more problems. It's making it harder for frontline healthcare workers to be able to do the work they need to do. Danielle Smith choosing to fire the entire board of AHS, folks that were all appointed by the UCP government, to be clear. Replacing them with a single administrator now, again, creates further chaos. So indeed, we need to have more regional voices at the table. I've talked with mayors, Reeves, about their deep concerns about EMS, their frustration that the UCP government has not been listening to them and supporting them. I've talked to folks who have lost rural doctors because of the government's interference. So we need to have more voices from communities across the province at the table on their local health care, but we've got to think very carefully about how we structure that.
And, of course, I know the legislature for the provinces, you know, it's going to be coming back in session in the next week or two here. How big will this some of these, what we've talked about with healthcare today, how big will this be sort of a priority for you coming up in this kind of session coming up here?
I think it's going to be a very high priority. Albertans have made it clear they want to be sure that when they need to access care in their community, they are able to do so, and they're able to do so in a timely way. And unfortunately, with a lot of the decisions we've seen from this government, they're pushing the limits during the COVID-19 pandemic, acting last, acting least. It put incredible pressure on the system and has really, you know, opened up a lot of the cracks that were there. So we really are going to be focusing. I think we're going to be putting forward some real proposals. We're going to be proposing a bill on starting next week. Rachel's going to be bringing it forward on having some clear standards in healthcare on things like EMS, family doctor visits, ER wait times, requiring those to be reported. And then if the government does not meet those standards, requiring them to invest resources and come up with an action plan. We're also going to be coming up with a primary care proposal. We're going to be talking to Albertans about how we can make sure they can access a family doctor. So healthcare is going to be top of mind for us in this session.
And finally, whenever guests join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, you always like to throw in a little personal quest as well. Of course, we kind of mentioned to you a little bit earlier before you started recording, you know, weather is getting a little colder out there. Maybe things are a little icy and snowy in some spots. You know, that maybe makes people have to take up some different activities in the wintertime. But what about you? Which kind of your, I guess, sort of go-to winter activity?
I take a lot of walks with my partner, Anna, and she's got a lovely Australian shepherd named Ropey. And so she lives out in this beautiful field near Lois Hole Provincial Park. So we take a lot of walks out there with Ropey. We like to bring along seeds. There's lots of chickadees out there and squirrels, so we get to feed them. They come sit on our hands. So that's one of my favorite activities in the winter.
That definitely sounds like you got a lot of fun going on with that. Anyhow, David Shepherd, the NDP's health critic, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.